this used to be arable. So this would have been winter wheat 18 years ago.
At Knepp Castle Estate, they've been rewilding the land before anyone really knew what it meant. The soil, too unprofitable to grow produce, is ideal for handing back to Mother Nature. And now, a welcome cash subsidy courtesy of British taxpayers for continuing what they're doing.
This is the most important thing for 40 years, I guess. I mean, you know, it's a culmination of years and years and years of thinking and discussing and hopefully influencing some of the decision-making. But, you know, wow, it's amazing.
It's the biggest shake-up of Britain's landscape in a generation, says the government. A billion-dollar funding scheme designed firstly to incentivise sustainable farming and secondly to reverse the decline of nature by paying landowners to rewild their properties. All possible since the UK left the EU's common agricultural policy that subsidised farmers depending on the size of their land. The new post-Brexit funds designed to reward farmers for making environmentally positive choices.
We have now legally binding targets for the environment, most notably a target to reverse the decline in nature by 2030. And we have a responsibility as a government to ensure that the payment rates we make are attractive enough to incentivise the uptake of our schemes.
But there are rumblings of concern. Worries the plans will simply reward already wealthy farmers that have land to spare. Concerns too about the lives and livelihoods of smaller tenant farmers who could be kicked off land to make way for rewilding schemes. And what about food security, say farmers? Britain needs more, not less, farmland to feed a growing population or run the risk of being increasingly dependent on foreign and potentially lower quality imports.
Delivering food for the country is also an absolutely crucial part of what we do. So it must be delivering food alongside environmental delivery rather than instead of.
It's raised questions about the future of farming, how to balance sustainability and food production. This might be the answer. Not an agricultural revolution, but something that's been done for centuries. Small, local farms close to urban areas.
Agriculture is at a crossroads. And the more land that's handed over to nature in return for government subsidies in the coming years means that we may come very soon to rely upon local producers like this to feed our communities.
We live in a world shaped by food and the land it's grown on. Nature's future is our future. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Southeast England.